Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 12, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Long-term outcomes of patients implanted with a HeartMate 3 left ventricular assist device. A real-world, single-center, observational study. Left ventricular assist device therapy, particularly with the HeartMate 3, is an established treatment for advanced heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. This real-world study characterized the long-term outcomes of 176 patients receiving a HeartMate 3 device at a single center. The research provided specific findings regarding device survival and major adverse events over time in this patient population. These outcomes are crucial for understanding the durable support offered by the HeartMate 3 in clinical practice. Article number 2. Effects of metabolic syndrome on cardiovascular outcomes in non-obese heart failure patients. Previous research established an association between metabolic syndrome and adverse heart failure outcomes in patients with implanted defibrillators or cardiac resynchronization therapy. This study investigated the specific role of metabolic syndrome and its components in predicting the risk of heart failure or death in non-obese patients with these devices. It included both obese and non-obese patients from a multi-center registry to analyze these predictive relationships. The findings clarified the impact of metabolic syndrome on cardiovascular outcomes in a previously understudied non-obese heart failure population. Article number 3. Optimized marine HFPEF models for translational preclinical studies. The study successfully optimized murine models for heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, or HFPEF, for improved translational preclinical studies. Researchers modified the two-hit model protocol by increasing LNAINE doses from 0.5 grams per liter to 1.75 grams per liter and extending protocol lengths from 7 weeks to 13 weeks. These changes reproduced HFPEF in both C57BL/6N and 6J mice, addressing previous limitations regarding substrain and sex. The refined three-hit model also included specific modifications, yielding more clinically representative models for HFPEF research. Article number 4. Are beta blockers necessary for patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction? Pursuit HFPEF registry. The clinical effect of beta blockers in patients with heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, or HFPEF, has been a subject of controversy. This study investigated how common comorbidities, specifically atrial fibrillation and ischemic heart disease, influence beta blocker effects on HFPEF outcomes. Utilizing the Pursuit HFPEF registry, patients were divided into groups with or without these comorbidities. The research demonstrated how prognosis differed between beta blocker users and non-users within these stratified patient populations, offering specific insights into treatment efficacy. Article number 5, target dose versus below target dose, ACE inhibitors, and lower risk of kidney failure in U.S. veterans with HFREF. This study found that target dose angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors, or ACE1S, were associated with a lower risk of kidney failure compared to below target dose in U.S. veterans with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, while target dose ACE1S and angiotensin receptor blockers are known to improve overall clinical outcomes in this population, their effect on kidney function, particularly kidney failure, has been less understood. The research demonstrated this benefit in a large cohort of 154,945 veterans, specifically addressing patients with advanced chronic kidney disease. These findings provide critical evidence supporting the use of target dose ACE1S to mitigate kidney failure risk in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.